Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We are with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
So, Judy, you had a chance to sit down and speak with Republican Congressman John Faso, and the issue was, of course, health care.
Congressman Faso came to our editorial board yesterday, and he talked a lot about the Republican effort to replace Obamacare. He said the fight isn't over, and there's still a dire need to change national health care policy, control Medicaid costs, and manage the growth of insurance premiums. He says the primary purpose of the Republicans' proposed change in Medicaid is to control the costs of that program. Faso, again, he's with this House Republican group known as the Tuesday Group. He's been deeply involved in the Republican effort to replace the Affordable Care Act, the 2010 law widely referred to as Obamacare. He said his view was never to repeal and replace, but to keep what works and fix what doesn't. Obamacare brought insurance coverage to more people, required coverage of pre-existing conditions, and allowed young people to remain covered by their parents' insurance. He said those were good things, but it also led to higher premium costs. He also talked about some of the unintended consequences of the act. He talked to businesses, for example, that limited their hiring to under 50 people so that they could avoid federal insurance mandates. Faso supported the Republicans' American Health Care Act proposal last month, including its provisions that would have turned the federal Medicaid program, which is, again, health services coverage for the poor, to a block grant program in which states would be awarded flat sums. That would make Medicaid no longer an entitlement. It would also be subject to the federal appropriation process. Block grants are one of the ideas critics of the Republican proposal have hit the hardest. They said it would deny coverage to hundreds of thousands of people in New York State, for example.
The Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Roberts was in Troy yesterday and had some things to say about the current Supreme Court fight.
Yeah, you know, he talked to students and faculty at RPI, the college known for its science programs, and one of the things he did was he talked about the history of chief justices in science before taking questions from the audience. Roberts said that justices have to be aware of technical things like science, but they're often ruling on legal issues to which the technical details aren't central. He talked a little bit about the fight to get justices named and approved to the Supreme Court. He said he's concerned about the politicizing and polarizing over Supreme Court confirmations in Congress. He's worried that that could seep into the public's perception of the court's neutrality. You know, while the brutal politics of the confirmation process, which may be as bad as they ever have been, Roberts said, the public may think the candidates that emerge from that process are themselves political or ideological. He said that wasn't the case. He was also asked about video cameras in the court and would that better inform the public about what the Supreme Court does and how it operates. He says that's true, but he also said that their impact would ultimately compromise the court's work. He said the court's job is not to inform or educate the public, but to decide cases and interpret the law and the Constitution. Recording court proceedings may negatively impact the way lawyers and justice behaved, he said. Not a big fan of cameras in the court.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.